live at CSUN 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Hanio. We stopped by Telesensory Systems, Inc. Here, people used to know it as TSI, and the makers of the Opticon. I still have one in a drawer that I whip out once in a while, but I was just curious what Telesensory is doing these days, and you mentioned that you have about 15 different magnifiers that you sell. So kind of talk about what Telesensory is selling and where your efforts are these days.
Sure. Well, we start with the portable units. And we have a 4-inch screen unit. It's a portable, very light, very easy, user-friendly. It has four color combinations. It has a rechargeable battery that's built in. And that's designed for spot reading. Then we have another product that's addressed to students. It's a 7-inch screen called an Olympia. It also comes with a rechargeable battery. And it offers different magnifications from a times 5 to a times 10, times 15, times 20. It has the capability of connecting to a television set. So if you need a bigger screen, you can connect it to your television set, and it becomes like a standard desktop.
Oh, okay, very good, okay.
We also have desktops. We are probably the only ones that are now producing black and white units. And then we have a line of color units. Staying with the user-friendly controls, we have a unit that offers 24 color combinations. You can change the background. It magnifies from a times 3 to a times 56. We have also made it very, very ergonomically designed. So rather than the user accommodating to the unit accommodates to the user. The screen, you can lower it or you can raise it. You can bring it forward about 6 inches or you can move it back. It has 24 color combinations. It has line markers. It also offers true color if you need to view color images. The controls on it are very, very easy to operate. It's a continuous focusing. Let me see. All of the units that Telesensory manufacture are universal, meaning that you can use them here in the States. You can take them, if you travel, you can take them to another country, and they will operate just as well.
So what are the price ranges here? We'll start with the 4-inch unit as we move our way up.
Given that, you know, the turn in the economy, we have lowered the prices of the units. The 4-inch unit is now selling for $575.
Okay, and the 7-inch?
The 7-inch sells for $1,495.
Okay, and what is one of your most popular selling? You have 15 different units. I assume probably two or three, though, would make up the bulk of your business, right?
Yes, we have the Apex, which is we offer two versions, a 17-inch and a 20-inch. We have the Apex that offers 24 color combinations with automatic focusing camera. That one, the 20-inch, retails at $29.95. The 17-inch retails at $25.95. We're also addressing the current state of the economy, so we have redesigned the Apex to what we call an Apex Basic, which offers true color, black and white, and reverse images. And we have lower the price, so there's a price difference of almost $600 when you go from the standard Apex 20 to a Basic. The 20-inch Basic sells for $23.95, which is one of the lowest price available for a 20-inch.
Okay, so apparently something like this with so many choices, it would be good for people to go to the website or maybe call and speak with a representative to find out what's going to best meet their needs. Can you give your website and phone number, please?
Sure. We have a website which is very simple. It's www.telesensory.com.
Okay, and is there a phone number people can call?
Phone number is 1-800-804-8004.
And you're still in Palo Alto, California, right?
We have recently relocated. We are doing the tech support and the distribution from Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
Which allows that gives us some freedom to support Northern California as well as Southern California.
Okay, it sounds good. Well, folks, we'll check it out at telesensory.com so they can look at your products as they decide what's going to best meet their needs. Live at CSUN 2010, this is Michael Loff for SamNet Radio and the Saratuck.com blog and podcast.